James, Warwickshire 81 in front at the end of day three. How would you sum up today?
Thought we stuck in well. A few wickets with the new ball. I think, as it showed in their innings, the new ball was going to be the main threat. We got a couple of early wickets, and then they built a couple of partnerships, and the wicket, you know, it's pretty slow and dead in the end there. Bowlers couldn't get a huge amount out of it, and obviously missing our four-seamer and toppers meant the bowlers had to work extra hard, but I thought we stuck at it pretty well, and they got away a little bit at the end, but in the whole, we restricted them quite well, I think.
Ian Bell, with his 100, looked difficult to dislodge.
Yeah, he didn't take too many risks. It was quite an easy-paced pitch. I guess getting him in early would have been ideal. We found his edge a few times, but there was just no carry there, so he's played a solid knock there, and I guess they'll be reasonably happy in the position they are, but I think we've done well that they haven't got too far ahead of us.
You seem to be able to pin them back for large periods during the afternoon and evening session, especially with Liam Dawson at one end, was very miserly.
Yeah, he bowled really well. Again, he gave them nothing, and they didn't seem really to take too many risks against him. So, although we weren't taking wickets, that afternoon session and then first half of that session, pretty happy with how we restricted them.
You bowled early on, four overs, and got Jonathan Trott out as well.
Yeah, I haven't bowled in a game for a long time. Obviously, with toppers going down and this time of year, generally seam a friendly wicket, so didn't bowl that well. It was such a wide half volley that got him out. But going forward, try and keep my bowling up and get some more overs in the game, and you never know when it might come in handy.
Would you have bowled more? I mean, say if Liam Dawson had been, if they'd taken to Liam Dawson a bit more, would you have had to have bowled more?
Yeah, I probably would have done. But the way he bowled at one end there and let the seamers rotate from the other end, even smudger as the ball got older, like I said, they weren't going anywhere and they weren't really looking to attack us too much. So I was pretty happy just to sit in and wait for them to do something, really, because there wasn't much in the pitch.
Getting Chris Wokes out of that last over helped, didn't it?
Yeah, got to another point. Give us a bit of life coming back tomorrow morning if we knock over three quick poles and pick up all our bowling points. And also a new man in, trying to stop them scoring as quickly in the morning. The longer we spend in the field, the better for us, really, unless we blow them out quickly.
Mm. I mean, if you can't bowl them out, what are you expecting them to bat till lunch or something like that?
Yeah, I guess that probably does make Wokesy's wicket quite important. Had those who come out in the morning, hadn't played in the middle for a while, they're in used to conditions, they might have attacked us a bit more. It's Ricky Clark, will have to get used to conditions a little bit. I would have thought they'll bat for the first hour, see where they are, and then maybe push on a bit.
Mm. The ball was worked hard. Fidel cut the wickets early on and then won towards the end.
Yeah, again, great effort. I think all the bowlers have put in there on a pretty slow pitch. The odd ball did something, but like I said, when we caught the edge of the bat, nothing seemed to carry. So it was pretty hard work for the bowlers, and I think that's where Dawes came in and did a great job.
Pretty confident Ian come out of this with a draw?
Yeah, I hope so. I think when it comes to batting, if we can restrict the damage with the new ball, that seems where bowlers have had a decent chance. So if we can limit them with the new ball, and then I think as the ball gets sort of 20 overs old, it should become a lot easier.